The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Are you afraid of ventriloquist dummies? Do they just creep you out because they seem alive?
Well, don't touch that dial.
Because you know that one dummy that scares you the most? The one with the dead-looking eyes? Yeah, him. Anyway, if you turn this program off, he'll pop out of a cabinet when you least expect it.
He's in there now, listening, right now.
Shh, he can hear us.
And now your host,
take it away, big dummy, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, thank you. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I am Eric Metaxas. This is the show. I love to talk about America, freedom. Those are favorite topics of mine. I actually think that they're universal topics. We have the author now of a book titled American Restoration, How Faith, Family, and Personal Sacrifice Can Heal Our Nation. Senator Amy Klobuchar, welcome to the program. Just kidding. Tim Gegline, welcome to the program. Did I get you, Tim?
The answer is you absolutely did. It's great to be here, Eric. Thank you.
Listen, this book, first of all, I should tell people who you are, aside from a friend that I joke with. You were special assistant to President George W. Bush and deputy director of the White House Office of Public Liaison for 7 years during his administration. You've written many books. The current book, American Restoration, How Faith, Family, and Personal Sacrifice Can Heal Our Nation, is something whose thesis I agree with profoundly, and so I'm excited to talk to you about it. And also, you have a co-author, Craig Austin, who is not with us right now. But tell us, why do you see there being hope? What is it that we can do to heal our nation, which needs healing?
Well, Eric, I travel a lot in behalf of Focus on the Family. And I know you travel a lot, too, out far beyond the Hudson, far beyond the Potomac. When you get out into real America and you speak to any number of Americans, it's almost predictable that after you speak, people who share our worldview will say the following. I've never been more concerned than ever about my country. I don't know what country I'm leaving for my children and grandchildren. But above all, number three, I don't know what to do. They have a great sense that there is a disintegration, almost palpable, that has happened. They are confused and many of them alienated, but they don't actually know what to do about it. And Craig and I wanted to write a book that was not just an empirical study of the supposed decline of America, but it was a profound sense of what we can actually do, where we live, in our communities, in our neighborhoods, in our churches, what we can do to actually restore the country. And any discussion of restoration begins in the home. It begins with marriage, family, parenting. It begins in the church and where we live. there's never going to be a conservative equivalent of the Great Society, the kind of top-down, government, you know, directed or incentivized idea of restoring our extraordinary country. And I am a hopefulist to the core. I mean, I'm an irredeemable optimist. I believe America's best days are absolutely ahead. It's a hinge time for our country, but I believe we've come through very difficult times before, and I believe very good days of restoration and renewal can very well be ahead of us.
Well, I guess the question is, what would give you hope? I really have said a number of times that I believe that we have been in an existential crisis that can only be compared, I would guess, to the Civil War and to the Revolution, when what we have had has been threatened in a way that it might go away forever. And there is no America waiting in the wings, you know, no runner up waiting in the wings to leap out and grab the torch of freedom if we drop it. We're it, basically. And I think that I myself am very hopeful, Tim. But what is it that gives you hope that we're able to find our footing? I would say that we need so many things, religious revival being at the very heart of it. I would argue that that is the key, and there's no magic way to get that. But what is it that gives you hope? What do you see, and what do you say in the book?
Because I believe, and Craig and I say in the book, that in the United States of America, what you have is a religious republic. That unlike the rest of Western civilization, that in fact in our nation, there remain still millions upon millions upon millions of people who are genuine people of faith and who want to reapply and reweave this connection between their faith and culture, their faith and public life. And the key is for Christians to engage with the culture and to not flee from it. You know, if we're going to be salt and light and want renewal from within, that engagement must take place, especially at the local level. And I have great hope that Americans, where we live and where we work, have the spiritual quotient and wherewithal to restore and to renew the country. But as you say, Eric, it absolutely begins in this quotient of faith. And I believe that that well is deep, and it's a reservoir that needs to be tapped.
Well, I absolutely agree. I couldn't agree more. And the more time that passes, Tim, the more I realize how fundamentally Christian the American experiment is. It doesn't mean that we are an officially Christian nation, because to be sure, we are not officially Christian. That is the magic, right? By not being officially Christian, we are genuinely free to choose Christian faith, to choose any faith, really. But it is why we have been able to send, you know, hundreds of thousands of missionaries around the world. It's why we have been able to spend blood and treasure for purposes beyond our shores, because we are unique, genuinely unique in history. And it really does come out of our Christian faith. And I think we have to reassert that in the public sphere, in the culture. We have to make people understand, as you do in this book, that this is inescapable, that you cannot have American-style self-government without religious liberty and without faith and virtue. It's simply impossible. Nobody can do the math. I mean, it's like I want to give somebody a chalkboard and say, show me how it's possible to achieve the level of freedom we have here, which leads to prosperity. Show me how to do it on the board without faith and virtue and religious liberty. I don't know how you can do it.
I could not agree more. And in fact, virtue or moral excellence is the other side of liberty and freedom. It is moral excellence in the leaders and in the people that makes ordered liberty and freedom possible even to begin with, Eric. And in American Restoration, what we do is we, in 15 chapters, lay out what needs to be restored. We have to restore America's founding principles. We have to restore religious liberty and the rights of conscience. We have to restore medical ethics and a culture of life. I said at the top of our conversation, it's about the restoration of marriage, family, and social capital. And you touch on this capstone of virtue. That is absolutely right. It's the seedbed to the very purpose of education, which we have to restore. We have to restore civility, basic civility, in the public square, citizenship and duty, community. I mean, all of these things are snippets or grace notes of the kind of renewal and regeneration that is possible. And we conclude American Restoration by saying that if you want to restore America, you have to begin with restoring the founding principles in the places where we live and where we work. There is no magic formula. There is not going to ever be a 10-point plan. But what we do in American Restoration is set out some very practical ways in which real people in real situations can help commence this idea of renewing our country.
Well, that's terrific. When we come back, we've got another long segment with Tim Gagelein. The book is American Restoration, How Faith, Family, and Personal Sacrifice Can Heal Our Nation. I'm very excited about this. Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. Our website, MetaxasTalk.com. My personal website is EricMetaxas.com. If you go there before midnight tonight, you get a free pack of smokes. Check it out.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word GUTS to 60-60-60. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text GUTS to 60-60-60. Text GUTS to 60-60-60.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
At Patriot Mobile, we now know Google and YouTube aren't just silencing conservatives online. They're also manipulating algorithms to interfere with the 2020 election. Meanwhile, big mobile companies are taking the proceeds from your mobile phone bill and funding progressive candidates and causes. We have only one way to preserve the Constitution and the values which made our country great, which is to stick together. This means supporting each other's causes and companies. Leading that charge in this effort is veteran-led Patriot Mobile. With unlimited plans starting as low as $25 per month, get the same crystal clear nationwide service with a portion of your bill going to support the causes you believe in. Come on over to PatriotMobile.com. Switching is easy, and you'll get a free month of service when you use promo code COMEONOVER. Since 2015, they've used over $2 million to support the Constitution and the values we believe in, but we've got a long way to go. You have a choice. Come on over today. PatriotMobile.com. PatriotMobile.com. Promo code. Come on over.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Hey, folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show, brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Also brought to you by Eskimo Pies, Raft Bacon, Jolly Time Popcorn, and Turtle Wax. You can tell it's real Turtle Wax because of the picture of Senator Mitch McConnell on the canister. We're talking right now to the author of a new book, American Restoration, How Faith, Family, and Personal Sacrifice Can Heal Our Nation, my friend Tim Gegelein. Tim, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Eric. I'm really enjoying this.
Well, it's always fun to talk about things that are important and hopeful. You know, we're not just dissecting a problem. We actually know that the problem can be solved and by the grace of God is being solved and will be solved. We both feel that the American experiment, it's a noble, beautiful experiment, and God has his hand in it. So I really am hopeful that God doesn't want to let us fail. So let's talk about the book, American Restoration. What will people find in the book? You said there's some specifics about what people can do, to help restore and heal our nation.
Yes. And I have to say right at the top that one of the things, Eric, and I want to go back to the second question you asked because it was so important. One of the things that those who don't share our worldview count on is the kind of discouragement and despair that many, many Christians and conservatives feel in our nation. And therefore, their temptation is to disengage and to opt out, to say that it's all broken, it's all over, it's all done. But the fact is that, you know, in the Christian life, the whole idea of discouragement and despair is a sin, because it negates the hope of Christ. And it doesn't just negate, the hope for the possibility of personal redemption or restoration. I think very strongly that applies to the regeneration and to the restoration of a great nation as well. And we have examples from history, and we talk about them in American Restoration, of countries, cultures, and civilizations that were, really down at the proverbial heel. And how did they remoralize? How did they, how did they restore those countries, those cultures, and et cetera? And the fact is, we have wherewithal to do that in America. And in fact, we conclude the book by saying that we believe it will happen. But it has to begin, as you said so clearly, it has to begin with a important spiritual renewal, and I believe that kind of national spiritual renewal is already happening. I think there are seedlings and signs that even in this period of destruction, that those signs of regeneration are already there.
I would agree. I want to ask you, when you say that you give examples of countries that have been morally, culturally down at the proverbial heel, that have kind of bounced back, Which ones do you have in mind? The only one I can think of, because I wrote a book about it, and about William Wilberforce, my book's Amazing Grace, but I tell the story there, and I've spoken about it so many times, of a country that was morally bankrupt, that was really absolutely as far from real Christian faith in the way that they acted publicly and privately as can be. But because of Wilberforce and the members of the so-called Clapham Circle, there was a revivification of Christian values that completely changed not only the United Kingdom, but that changed and touched most of the West, including to a large extent the United States. It's an amazing story, and few people realize how far gone things were in the middle of the 18th century. So when you say that you're thinking of examples of that, are there any other examples that you can mention?
Well, may I say, we do talk in our book about 18th century Great Britain, and in the way that you speak about Wilberforce, the other great historian, and another great historian is of course Gertrude Himmelfarb, who has written in a scholarly manner about what the seedlings were that actually were planted, you know, in the middle part of the Victorian period. And it was a host of small acts of recovery, for lack of a better phrase. But all of them had a spiritual root. And I believe that, and we say this in the book, that if we are going to restore the country, we have to go to the kind of example that we're talking about here, where civil society was actually healed and restored along the lines, Christologically, of what we saw in the Victorian period.
I mean, Gertrude Himmelfarb, an infinitely better historian than I ever will be. But it's interesting. She's not a Christian, and yet she recognizes the role of Christian faith in what took place in the Victorian era. I mean, there is simply no question, historically speaking, you know, you don't have to like it, you don't have to agree with it, but the point is, that is what happened, and it's dramatic. Slavery was abolished in the West. It's an amazing thing when you think about what took place, about the social reforms, and at the root of all of them would be what we today call Methodism, serious Christian faith, evangelical, robust Christian faith, serious Catholics. It was not what we see today as mainline Protestantism, which really, you know, takes its cue from the editorial page of The New York Times. It was a robust, Bible-based, right, Jesus-centric faith.
Well, and may I say, another great example, a really powerful example of this kind of moral reawakening or moral renewal, is actually the United States of America. Jim Wilson, a truly great scholar and historian of the American experience, famously said that America had been told that it would be destroyed by slavery, by alcohol abuse, by subversion, by civil war, by economic collapse, et cetera, et cetera. And Eric, each and every time, and these are major hairpin curves, in the history of our nation, at each one of those tumultuous, calamitous moments in American history, we have had versions of the Great Awakening. And I believe very strongly that it is probable in America that we will experience a kind of third Great Awakening. I believe that there is a rising generation of young Americans who are impatient for all the right things. And they have lived through an entire generation, and almost two, of historic brokenness and dysfunction and social chaos. And I believe very strongly they want something different, and they want something better. And there's no, as I said earlier in our conversation, there's no magical formula, but it is this historic combination of Judeo-Christian tradition and ethic that seems to renew itself generation by generation. And I think it's quite possible that that will be among the keys to the way forward for our country in the 21st century.
I'm really happy to agree with you, Tim. It is it's extraordinary to see when things get as bad as they now are and you see the unraveling becoming nearly complete, you're finally free to see where things lead. You see where breakdown of the family and all these things eventually leads. For many decades, you didn't see where it leads, and you had to take people's word for it. But now you can actually see the general social breakdown and also the madness of the left, that they seem unable to rein themselves in even slightly, even when it's in their best interest, that they seem to have been possessed by, like, the demon of the French Revolution, that it's just absolute madness. And I think your average American sees that and feels obliged to step back and say, well, wait a minute, that doesn't make that. There's no common sense there. Things are unraveling. And I agree with you that when things get that bad, people begin to be ready to listen to common sense. And I'm so hopeful. We just got about 30 seconds left. What else do we need to know about the book American Restoration?
Well, I think that the most important thing to know about American Restoration is that the way forward for our country will be a combination of the renewal and regeneration of faith, of family, and of personal sacrifice. It is within those areas that the ability to heal our nation and to renew America is ahead. And in American Restoration, that is our great and very hopeful goal.
Oh, just terrific. Tim Gagelein, congratulations on the book American Restoration, and thanks for your time on this program.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you, Eric. Be of good cheer.
It requires a dedication. All this love we feel needs no conversation.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Federal Reserve is cutting its key interest rate for the first time in 11 years. The central bank cut its benchmark rate, which affects many loans for households and businesses, by a quarter point to a range of 2 to 2.25%. Trade talks between the U.S. and China will resume in Washington in early September. The White House has announced a fresh round of talks after negotiating teams concluded a renewed set of discussions aimed at ending a tariff war over trade and technology. The Senate today is expected to pass the budget debt limit bill already approved by the House. In sports, Pro Football Hall of Fame middle linebacker Nick Buonocore of the Miami Dolphins has died at the age of 78. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow is down 197 points. The NASDAQ is off 52. This is SRN News.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-660-7070. 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, plug in pest-free. G'day. I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code RADIO20. That's promo code RADIO20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
I don't tip the boat over. Rock the boat. I don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. And I wanted to continue my conversation a little bit with Katie Faust. We have been talking about her organization, Them Before Us, but Katie's involved in some other stuff, and I want to talk about that. Now, first of all, I want to talk about Cana Vox.
Yes, Cana as in the wedding at Cana, Vox as in voice. So giving marriage a voice is the idea. And it is a grassroots marriage movement founded and led by mothers. Because like you wrote about in your book, Seven Women, women do things differently, and we don't have to do it the way the rest of the world does it. And so what Cana Vox does is it equips women. We now have male leaders and couples groups and all of that too. But in essence, it equips women to study all these topics about marriage and sex and gender that's kind of hitting the cultural scene so that women feel more equipped to disciple their children, train their children, operate in their communities, in essence, be in the world. But not of the world.
Okay,
now
this is totally separate from your organization,
right.
Them Before Us. So where did Cana Vox come from and how are you involved?
Cana Vox is a project of the Witherspoon Institute.
The Witherspoon Institute. Who can forget the Witherspoon Institute?
Yeah.
Princeton University, the great Dr. Robert George. I've heard of it many times. I've met so many wonderful people through the Witherspoon Institute. I should have known.
Yeah, they're a powerhouse. And they're doing something great through Cana Vox. We've got leaders all across the states and all across the globe, because the idea is taking these natural law principles about sex and marriage, relationships, friendship, into the cultural context where you are. We've got Jewish reading groups. We've got Muslim reading groups. We've got Catholics, Mormons, Protestants.
So wait, Jews and Muslims believe in marriage?
Well, that's the incredible
family
thing.
Isn't that amazing?
Right? When you boil things down to the natural law level,
yes,
you actually get to talk to everybody.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty cool. I didn't know about that. Is there a website for Cana Vox?
CanaVox.com. And you can start a reading group. We give you like a quick 3-session training calls, and then we provide leaders with references and study group guides and support and all of that. But really, you don't have to be a marriage expert, right, to lead a group. You really just are facilitating a conversation with like-minded friends. But we say you kind of get your master's in marriage, right? You're going to be studying transgenderism. You're going to be studying reproductive technologies. You're going to be studying divorce and understanding how all of these different issues intersect with culture.
So this helps people to engage the culture on these issues.
Right. On a natural law level, because most of us have a pretty good understanding of what our faith teaches about these issues. But our faith is not the authority that's commonly recognized by society. Natural law is.
Well, what's funny to me is that the Catholics always get this right. Robbie George is obviously Catholic. I'm not a Catholic, but I'm always fascinated how even Bonhoeffer, my hero Bonhoeffer, he got interested in natural law. Mm-hmm. And he had to look to the Catholic Church. This Lutheran minister had to look to the Catholic Church because it is something that's important. Okay, so there's a website, you said, CanaVox.com. And you are the Washington state leader. So you're in Seattle.
Right, I'm in Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah, but we've got leaders all across the U.S. We've got some several throughout Latin and South America, a couple in Europe, Australia. And so we're expanding. I mean, people are hungry for this, right? And they're hungry for this truth in a relational context. And that's what Cana Vox provides.
All right. And I want to talk to you before we go about this thing that you do, a video series. Obviously, your name is Katie, but the video series is called Dear Katie.
Right.
What is that?
Dear Katie is sort of a Dear Abby style, but just about sex, relationships, marriage, right? How is it that you can live sexual integrity in the midst of a sexually permissive culture? So the idea is, look, we agree that marriage matters, that gender matters, right? All of these core principles. But we're in a world that doesn't look like that.
Right.
So how do we live in this world? So we answer questions from viewers like, okay, my mom is now living with her boyfriend and they're coming for a visit and they want to stay in the same room. What do I do? Right. Or, OK, my sister is 37, single and really wants to be a mom, considering sperm donation. What do I say to her? Right. Hey, dear Katie, I'm 16-year-old and I just got an invitation to send a nude text. What do I say? So all of those kinds of things, like what does sexual integrity look like in the midst of this culture gone wild?
That is amazing stuff. I mean, because I really do think that right now, people are looking for that. We said earlier in this conversation that you don't really have many places to go. Thank God for the internet, because suddenly you don't have to just find it on ABC, NBC, PBS, CBS. There are options. And
yeah.
And obviously, even if you're looking on a conservative outlet like Fox News, they don't go near this stuff.
No.
They have really adopted a lot of the sexual mores of the culture. And we need to know where I can go for a resource. So you're saying, where is Dear Katie on the internet?
If you go to canavox.com, there's Dear Katie right at the top. So that's the place to find it. It lives on the Canavox website. Dear Katie is a project of Canavox.
Aha. Mm-hmm. Dear Katie is a project of Canavox. Albin, you getting this? Dear Katie is part of Canavox. And, of course, all of this is separate from what you do with Them Before Us.
Right.
But I just thought it's interesting. They're related.
Yeah. Very complimentary, right? And
yeah.
I thought, hey, I mean, when I'm not mothering my four kids,
right.
being a wife, doing pastor's wife
right.
work, I'm like, what I need is something to do.
Yeah.
I probably should have more things to do. So, yeah. That's
right.
why I started a global children's rights movement, and I help out with Canavox.
I love it. Well, Katie Faust, thank you again. It's been a joy speaking with you.
Thanks.
The day you're born, I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn. The taller the tree is, the sweeter the peach.
Hey, Albin.
Yeah.
I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com.
Oh, yeah.
ReliefFactor.com. This is how you know that I believe it works.
Okay.
I will not stop bugging all my relatives and friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I said the other day, I could almost wring their necks, but that would give them pain, so I don't do that. But they have all kinds of pain, and I say to them, I promise you, at least try Relief Factor.
Yeah.
But my relatives sometimes don't listen to me because they know me so well. But to those people listening right now, you don't know me that well, please take my word for it. ReliefFactor.com. It works. It works. It works. It works. It's just, if you take the quick start pack, for example, okay, it's only $19.99, right? You take it for 3 weeks and you'll know whether it works. That's what I say to people. At least take it for 3 weeks. It costs almost nothing. And by the way, if it does work, it'll change your life.
Yeah.
Okay. I went off it for a while, and believe me, my pain came back. So I'm telling you, ReliefFactor.com, it is natural. ReliefFactor.com. Check it out.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447, 800-519-0447, or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey there, folks. I'm starting to get used to this because, as you know now, having had the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, on the program a few times here in the studio, I'm almost getting used to it. I shouldn't. It's an honor. But once again, in the studio, Mr. President, welcome.
So great to be back. You know, I wanted to tell you for the last time, being on your show, it reminds me of Larry King.
Yeah.
But you're better looking and your breath is 10 times better. Larry had terrible breath.
His breath, if carelessly directed, had the force of an expertly swung truncheon.
Yes.
It would just knock you out.
It would make this right eye, like, actually, like, tear up.
It was incredible.
I even said it to him on air. Do you remember when I said that?
I actually do remember
that. Yes, I told him. I love Larry. I love Larry.
Yeah.
You know, six wives, seven heart attacks. I love how he used to say that. I haven't had that many.
Heart attacks?
No, wives. Wives.
Well, you know, the thing is when somebody tells you you look better than Larry King. I mean,
it's a low bar.
That's a compliment. Let me just ask you, you know, in the past, I've thrown you a lot of softball questions because you're president of the United States. But I thought
if you don't mind,
I'd like to ask you a little bit tougher questions.
That's fine.
Is that fair? Would you say that's fair?
I'm a smart guy. I can answer any question you like.
People often say, what's capital North Dakota? Were you going to say Bismarck?
Yes.
Thank goodness. Yes. Because that's one of the states over which you know, United States, there's 50 of us now.
Right.
But here's the issue. Here's the hard-hitting question I want to direct at you, if you don't mind.
No, go right ahead.
With all due respect, people have accused you of nepotism. You put your brother, Bobby Kennedy, in as attorney general. People have never done that before. Mm-hmm. You put your daughter, Ivanka, in and her is it her husband, Jared?
It's her husband, Jared.
And he's the Jew.
Yes, he is. And I love the Jewish people.
It's fascinating.
Tremendous people. And I moved the embassy to where?
To Israel?
No, to Jerusalem.
Oh, but that's in Israel.
That's in Israel. I love the
Jewish
people.
Well, let me ask you this.
People.
I was very proud of you when you did that.
And they have a wall, by the way.
They have a tremendous wall.
Yes. And as far as I know, no Mexicans in Israel, which I think is tremendous.
Now, do you think you were on Australian TV recently?
Yes,
and you
I was.
Suggested that they should build a wall around their island continent.
Yes, and make New Zealand pay for it.
It's interesting.
Right. Those Kiwis have been getting a free ride.
Well, Peter Jackson made his films there, and they made so much money.
So much money. Can you believe that?
They're killing the Australians.
Absolutely.
And they ripped off
their accent, too. It's similar but different.
It's right. That's right.
Right.
Well, I want to get you back to the issue of nepotism.
Right. And what's wrong with nepotism, by the way?
Nepotism is not always bad.
No, it's not, because who did God send?
His son?
Exactly. He could have sent anybody, but he sent his son.
I never thought of that.
You see that? You see, that's why I'm very smart.
That's very interesting.
That's the ultimate nepotism.
Didn't you go to Wharton?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Graduated first in my class, University of Pennsylvania.
Wow.
I turned out some other, you know, crap school, diploma mills like Harvard and Yale, but I went to Penn.
But let me ask you, in terms of nepotism, you've got people are worried that the people around you, friends, are making money off of your presidency. And the number one people that the number one person that people bring up typically is the man behind the MyPillow empire, Mike Lindell.
Right.
Mike Lindell has been a big fan of yours. And that's after he quit crack cocaine. This is he invented the pillow while he was still on crack. That's true. But after
really,
yes, no, that's
never told me this.
That's true. Well, it's not something you want to brag about. But the point is that a lot of drug addicted people invent stuff, and then you don't hear about it.
Right, that's true.
But no, it is true. But the fact is that he's become a sponsor on this program, and I'm always wondering: are people going to say like, "Oh, Mike Lindell twisted the president's arm to come on your program to promote his product"?
No one twists my arm. No one twists my arm. If I like a product, I'm going to talk about the product.
Okay,
you know what I
mean? So you do like my pillow?
I like Mike. And I like my pillow because my pillow is the greatest pillow since the invention of the pillow.
Well, you know what?
And
that's
many countries
what they
don't
say.
Have pillows. You know, like here in America, we have, but like some countries don't have. I go to Europe; they don't have washcloths. They don't have washcloths. Can you believe that?
They don't.
I like
have a
to
lot.
Wash my face. I like to wash my face. I say, I go to the. I call the hotel. You call down to the front. Do you have a washcloth? They go, "What's a washcloth?"
Yeah.
I get, you know, and some countries don't have pillows. It's really
That's true. Well, we have pillows in America, but the best pillows are my pillow.
My pillow.
But the reason I bring it up, and a lot of people watching don't know this, Mike Lindell. You know, he advertises on a lot of programs.
Really, a lot.
But they always put up a code, like put in this code and you get a discount.
Right.
But what people don't know, and I don't care if it's on Fox or whatever it is, if you put in a code other than our code, those are all Democrat codes.
Really?
Yes.
I knew it.
I'm telling you. So you put in the word Eric. E-R-I-C. Also happens to be your son is named Eric.
That is correct.
And that's one of the reasons my parents named me Eric. Even
because
though I'm older, they just thought as
that's
an homage.
That's amazing. They knew it was coming.
As an homage.
You see, that kind of, you know, a lot of people.
They're prescient. But the point is that if people.
Where are they from?
I forget. It's
prescient?
So long ago.
Is
I wasn't
like
even born.
Persia?
I wasn't even born. But the point is that I wonder if we have a pillow. Alvin, do we have pillows? We always keep pillows.
There it is.
We keep
there
pillows on the
Mike
set.
Mike is going to be so happy.
Now, this
hello,
pillow,
sir.
Feel,
how are you,
feel that pillow.
Wow.
And as you're feeling it, think invented while on crack cocaine.
Invented while on crack cocaine.
That's how good he is.
I'm not a drug person, but if you can come up with this on crack,
but anyway, so,
imagine
but
what you could do.
But the point is, but this pillow and the sheets and everything. If you don't
Egyptian,
put in the code
Egyptian sheets.
And the
code is Eric.
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 But the thing that people don't know is if you put in the code Eric, you get a fabulous discount. Huge discount. Terrific, tremendous discount. If you don't put in the code Eric, you can also put in Metaxas. But if you don't do that, people don't realize it's a Democrat discount.
Oh, we don't
and it goes to Pelosi.
Oh, that's horrible.
And
Nancy
Bernie.
Nancy Pelosi, crazy Bernie. No.
I mean, can you imagine?
I think that people should only use your discount code.
I'm trying to say that people watch Fox and they just kind of assume.
Right.
But the people who buy those ads on Fox, they could be shills for people like Joe Biden.
Exactly.
Biden could be making money off of these
pillows. Well, they're going to have Joe Biden on a town hall, from what I understand, on Fox. They had that Pete Buttigieg. And no one's ever going to elect that guy. They're not going to elect a Buddhist as president. It's not going to happen.
And you know what? I'll tell you the truth. He's not even any kind of a judge.
Yeah, absolutely. I heard that. I heard that.
That's like false advertising.
That town is tiny. It's a tiny town.
Advertising. South Bend, Indiana. Oh, you know what? We're out of time. Mr. President, I just want to say thank you very much again.
Thank you.
We'll have you back as often as possible. Oh, it's yours.
Oh, thank
it's
you
yours.
So much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for watching, folks.
This moment has unfurled. I've been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just where they will. I never notice them until.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Federal Reserve has cut its benchmark interest rate for the first time since 2008.
In his comments following the announcement, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says that the Fed's rate cut of a quarter of a percentage point is a precautionary move in an otherwise solid economy.
It is intended to insure against downside risks from weak global growth and trade policy uncertainty, to help offset the effects these factors are currently having on the economy, and to promote a faster return of inflation to our symmetric 2% objective.
In addition to these other factors, Mr. Powell also cited two quarters of a decline in manufacturing output as a factor in the Fed's decision, which passed by an 8-2 vote. George Bonzani reporting.
The notion that there may not be more rate cuts in the future dampened the mood on Wall Street. Stocks dropped sharply, but recovered somewhat. The Dow is now down 280 points. This is SRN News.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
When I say I want Captain and Tennille, that means muskrat love, all right? Get it right or you're fired.
Very attractive woman.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. Hey, you know, the fact that I have the president here and I got unhinged, I apologize.
No. I like anger. That's passion. That's passion. I like that. You get things done, Eric.
I get things done, and that's what I like about you. Mm-hmm. And let me ask you.
Right.
You have talked to some of the world leaders
Everybody.
In a way that no president has done before.
Right.
We just got a moment, but I want to hear you. What's your secret?
Well, you know what it is? I talk to them like people. Everyone's so, what's the right word, deferential to all these other leaders.
Yeah.
No. It's a club, okay? It's one big club, and I don't like clubs. I break clubs up. You know, you've got Trudeau who thinks he's so smart. You know, you've got that guy in Germany, Angela Merkel. What a weirdo. Dresses like a woman.
Right.
So strange.
Right.
So strange.
Well, the haircut is a tip-off that it's
That's
a guy.
Total tip-off.
Everybody
no
knows
makeup.
It's a guy.
As soon as I met him, I knew something was weird. And,
yeah.
And he was, did you see the photo where he was pointing at me?
Just the name Angelo. Yeah. Who doesn't know that's a guy?
Yeah. It's
but
obvious.
Anyway,
it's
so,
obvious.
And what about the president of North Korea?
Well, he's the supreme leader. And it's Kim Jong-un. And he's a very nice guy.
How do you say that? Right.
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
And he's a very nice guy.
Yeah.
And I like supreme. I would love to be supreme leader.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I'm president. I'm very happy to be president.
Well, leaders, the difference between supreme leaders and presidents is that supreme leaders are allowed to torture and murder.
Exactly.
And
I can't kill journalists. I wish I could.
Yeah.
I can't. You know what I mean?
Oh,
he can do that.
Who doesn't?
Exactly.
Come on.
It would be so nice. It would really make things quick,
quick and easy.
But, you know, I talk to him all the time, and he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
And I told him, listen, we can make golf courses here. We could have condominiums. We could open up North Korea, and everybody wins.
Right.
But he, as smart as he is, he's not really, like, he's just not catching on here, right. Kim Jong-un. Well, I mean, Rocket Man, but he hasn't done any rockets lately, which is tremendous, which is a good thing,
Does he know that you call him Rocket Man?
Oh, he knows. He knows. Yeah. He even smiled, and when we got into that little private meeting, he had a little iPhone, and he played the Elton John version.
Is that true? He has a tattoo of Elton John and Bernie Taupin on his left shoulder blade. A lot of people don't know that.
He didn't show me that.
Yeah, no, he's
honestly, I wouldn't want to see it.
I mean, everybody knows.
He's not in shape. He's somewhat doughy.
He's somewhat doughy. But you can get away with that when you're a world supreme leader.
Supreme leader.
And do you think that it's dangerous that he's talking to China?
I say it all the time. China's killing us. They're absolutely killing us. But the good news is they don't make anything in North Korea. They make nothing. They don't even make crappy TVs. They make nothing there.
Really?
And that's their problem. And I would be very happy to trade with them. I'm a little concerned about Xi Jinping. I like him a lot, but he's just, you know how these people are. You know, they talk. They talk a lot.
Is he cousins with Mugu Gai Pan?
Gosh, I hope not. But do you know what I think is interesting? You know I love fried chicken.
Sure.
And we've got Colonel Sanders, right? And in China, they have General So's. Isn't it interesting military people around chicken?
I never thought about that. But I heard that General So actually, that was a euphemism because during General So's siege of Nanking, there was a very terrible what do you call it when there's no food? Is that called a drought?
Starvation?
Yeah.
I think they call that a drought. Famine.
Yes, there was a famine, and basically the people ate rats, and so the euphemism was General Tso's chicken. That's rat.
That's rat?
People don't know
that's
that.
That's rat?
People don't
How do you know
that.
You know what? You're so smart.
Thank you.
You should be on my cabinet. You should be on an advisory board.
I'll be on the faith advisory board.
Yes,
I am. All right.
Next time you're in, let me know.
I will do that. We're out of time. Mr. President, just a great honor. Thank you so much.
It's been a huge honor for
Thank you.
An incredible
Thank
honor
you. Thank
for you.
You.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.